back here. This is the second hour of the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, True Seeker of the Far North. I'm Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, a citizen of the foreign state of Kansas, domiciled in the territorial boundaries of Alaska. I'm an American citizen, and I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I am not a citizen of the United States, the fiction created in 1866. For the Civil Rights Act, strictly for the Negroes, and then, of course, the whites didn't, they got really stupid and thought they wanted the benefits, so here we are. We're all in the same pot, unfortunately, right now. It's hard to stay out of that pot. So, anyway, for this hour, I want to get into the nuts and bolts now of the 1040, and why it is unconstitutional, the Fifth Amendment violations. And we've been talking the last hour. We have to take the premise that agencies exercise no executive power of the United States, no executive power of the several states, because they hold no office for powers and duties. They have no oath of office as a public officer over my life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if they affect my, like the sheriffs and all those, they have no true official bonds by their personal assets. We have, in Alaska, the requirement to have official bonds. Two bonds must be posted on your private, and personal assets as a freeholder. And would you like to guess how many official bonds we have in Alaska right now? None. Plus, we don't have any public officers. Nobody's required to have it. Nope. Anyway, with this said, we're going to do this hour. So you must have a regulation that has statutory authority. Otherwise, it has no force and effect of law over us. That's how they try to reach back from outside to reach the constitutional side of the people in their natural status. And that's why they do it through what's called subsidy regulations, and those are ones that have to have a comment period, and they have to have a statutory authority. The 301 types, which are administrative, the 601s, do not have to have statutory authority, but some of them do. But if they don't have a comment period, they have no force and effect of law. They don't affect us. So now that they've got this set up, so they did the 1954 code from the 1939 code, and what they put in there, it's the verification of returns is sitting under Title 26, 6065. It's called verification of returns. Now, they did the code in 1954, and they did a re-promulgation of all regulations in 1960 of the IRS. Now, the regulation, there are two that we are interested in, is 1.6065-1. Now, what does that mean to the average person? Nothing. It's in Title 26, okay, of the Code of Federal Regulations. These are the regulations that they use to over our life, liberty, and property. So, it's in Title 26. The code has to be, or the CFR has to be in Title 26 to have any force and effect of law over us. Now, the people that use the parallel table of authorities, that's an illusion. That's a ruse. You can't use it in court. It has no force and effect of law. If you just want to take, if you're curious about something, you can go to the parallel table of authorities. Otherwise, you could flush it down the toilet. It's irrelevant. So now that we know it's got to be published, and it's got to be in Title 26, and by the way, that's in, let's see here, that's in 26 CFR 601-101. It says the regulations for taxes administered by the IRS are contained in Title 26 CFRs. I hear the music, so we'll be back in a minute, and we'll continue on here with the nuts and bolts of the Fifth Amendment violations.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, we're back here and still got a lot to cover here, so I'll get moving. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, the Ralph Winterroad Show, and we're talking about the Fifth Amendment violation to fill out a 1040. So in 1954, under Section 6065. They had two sections, penalties of perjury, that said that under a written declaration, any return or document, yada, 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 had to be made under the penalties of perjury. That was Section A, Subsection A of 6065. Subsection B was oath. Now, oath is different. And it said here that the secretary or his delegate may by regulations require any turn or statement or other document required to be made under any provision of the Internal Revenue laws and regulation shall be verified by oath. This subsection shall not apply to returns or declarations with respect to income taxes made by individuals. Now, they didn't want to have the oath with a notary public, which would put you back into having a constitution where we're the sovereign, because you would have to have a public officer validate it. It changes the venue, because we would have to have an oath with powers and duties. We got to have an oath of office. Notaries are going to be bonded, at least in Alaska they are. That changes the venue. And if you've ever dealt once with the DOJ out of D.C., they love their declarations because they're unverified declarations. Now, they use... Another interesting part of this is made under the penalties of perjury. It does not say true, correct, and complete like the IRS tries to use. The ones from the DOJ only say true and correct. If you do a true, correct, and complete, All you can do is amend it. When you are done, it's like the whole truth, nothing but the truth, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're done. You can amend it, but when you say it, that's it. So anyway, in 1954, that's the statute they promulgated, and in 1960, they re-promulgated all regulations. And they included the statutory authority for the penalties of perjury, verification of returns, and they changed the oath. Now, interestingly enough, though, now, okay, so that's 1960. So we did the code, two sections, A and B. 1960, we put out a subsidy regulation. Now, they'd actually changed so we're up to 1960. Now we go to 1976. They made a statutory authority October the 4th in the code. And they removed the section, subsection B. They just took it out. They said, it's called striking out is what they did. That's 90 Stat 1824, and it's public law 94-455. So they took out section B, subsection B. So there's no longer oath. All is left is the penalties of perjury. And they deleted the word penalties of perjury, and they wanted to have verification of returns. That's fine. 2 weeks later, after they've taken out the oath section, all we have left now is a penalties of perjury. What they did then, 2 weeks later, is was the beginning of the unsworn declaration by statutory authority. So that was 2 weeks later, and that is now in Title 28, Section 1746, the unsworn declaration. Now, two things happened here. What 1.6065 meant. I forgot about that because a lot of people may not know what that means. subsidy regulations, the first number always tells you what part of the code. Like part 1 is individual income, part 20 is estate, part 31 is employment. So the first number or two numbers tells you what it has reference to. So when it says 1.6065, part 1 means it's individual income tax. So the 1 means it's individual income tax. Then we go to the period. The next four digits, or three, depending on what the number of the code is the code section that the regulation is promulgated under. So when it says 1.6065, it has to do with the verification or the penalty statutes. Now, what people do not know, once we get past that, so the 1 says it's part 1, individual income tax. The .6065 says it has to do with statute 6065. The ruse that is being perpetuated is that the statutory authority does not have to be 6065. This is where Larkin Rose and those people that go down the 861, they look at 1.861 that have code sections to make them substantive, but they're authorized by 8.63 or something like that as foreign earned income. And they don't get it. But anyway, back to this particular, we're talking about 1.6065. After the statutory authority was changed in 1976, that statute lost its validity because it no longer has the statutory authority for the two sections because part of it has been, quote, they said they struck it out. It's changed. 1.6065 has never been re-promulgated, ever. Never put back in the Federal Register. Okay, that's really an important issue. And we hold that thought. So 1.6065-1 has never been re-promulgated to be a subsidy regulation. Now we go up to the year 1992 and 1993. IRS put out a temporary regulation to do with voice recognition, verification of speech. That had a number of 1.6065-2T. T is temporary. They tried to make it permanent, and they decided not to, but it was only valid for the 2 years, 1992-1993. So now we come up to the year 2000. And in the year of 2000, they took that particular temporary regulation, and they repealed it. It went away. It was no longer used. So therefore, after the year 2000, 1.6065-2T no longer existed. And that's in the Federal Register. Okay? So now we've eliminated, by conclusive evidence, 1.6065-2T no longer exists. Because the Federal Register in the year 2000, they published it, says it does not exist. I was looking for the Federal Register number here, and I can't seem to lay my hands on it right now. But I'll look for it here in just a minute. Anyway, it was gone. It was no longer in force and effect. And let's see here. That is Federal Register. It's 65 FR, which is Federal Register. 65 is the volume, so it's 65 Federal Register 44437 and 38. So that's where they conclusively removed 1.6065-2T. So the only regulation left that we have to deal with is 1.6065-1 that has its statutory authority. Subsection B is gone, the oath, but they never repromulgated it. So now we go to today's current, and this is where we catch them, big time, under their own certification. First of all, in the current CFR, they no longer put the statutory authority at the top and the regulations that authorize it underneath. They no longer do that because it's way too simple. Golly, even the uneducated would go and say, well, there's a statutory authority. Oh, there's where the regulations that have force and effect of law, and they're published here, and then all I got to do is check and make sure that they had a comment period, and we're good to go. Way too simple. So what they do today, because the Code of Federal Regulations has obviously expanded beyond belief, I mean, it is just shelf after shelf if you go to the law library, they have all kinds of regulations all mixed up. And you have to know that they have, there are a few of them that at the bottom will have the word authority. It must have the word authority spelled out. A-U-T-H-O-R-I-T-Y, and in parentheses at the bottom, the code section that authorizes that regulation, or the alternative, which is most of them, they publish 3 subsidy regulation tables. Part 1 for individual income tax, Part 20 for estate, and Part 31 for employers. I hear the music, and we'll be back in a minute, and we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of what's really going on with the illegal 1040 form.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Riley, this particular attack did not cost any lives.
Okay. We're talking today about the ramifications of the good old 1040 under OMB number 1545-0074. It is a violation of your constitutionally secured rights to fill that form out. And what I've been working up to is to lay some of the groundwork because it's not understood, obviously. If it had been, we wouldn't be in this mess, hopefully. But under the statutory scheme of Congress and reinforced by the Paperwork Reduction Act, the first thing is that we have to have subsidy regulations. And there are only two, 1.6065-1, which had its statutory authority changed in 1976, October 4th. The subsection B on the oath was taken away because they can't force you to do it, trying to protect themselves under the Fifth Amendment. And then 1.6065-2T, temporary, for 92 and 93, only had to do with voice recognition, and year 2000 was taken away. So we fast forward to today. So we go to the regulations, and they, like I was talking about before the break, they no longer put the statutory authority at the top and the regulations promulgated underneath because that makes it way too simple. Because we have the internet and the people might catch on to what we're doing. These treasonous acts, it is treason. Because when two or more people put the law to these people and they operate in collusion, to deny me my constitutionally secured rights, that's waging war against the United States, and that's called treason, according to the Supreme Court of the United States. So now we fast forward to today. So where are those two regulations? 1.6065-1 that's never been re-promulgated, and the other one is the 1.6065-2T, the temporary one that was repealed in 2000 by the Federal Register. And I believe these public legal notices. You see, I believe everything Congress writes, I believe everything they put in the Federal Register. I just learned how to read it. And they're liars and thieves of the highest degree. But they publish it. So if it publishes, it's got to be so. I don't disagree. So we go to the current subsidy regulation tables today. If it's not 1.6065-2T, is not at the bottom of any regulation, which I can easily discern, there is a subsidy regulation, one for part one. It's about 26 pages. And I see 1.6065-2T. Well, amazingly, I go to look it up because it's under the statutory authority of 6065. Well, it doesn't exist today. You can't find it. Well, of course not. It went away in the year 2000. It's still listed in the subsidy regulation tables to give me the illusion that there must be some statutory authority to use verification of returns. So I go look for the other one. Let's go look for the other one, 1.6061 or 65-1. That was a subsidy regulation in 1970 or 1960. It was good technically up until 1976, October the 4th, when they repealed part of the statutory authority. But it's not listed in the subsidy regulation table because they know they can't list it. They've listed a regulation that's been gone for 8 years. So where do we find it? Well, the OMB publishes, it's mandated, they publish for the IRS all of the forms that the Internal Revenue Service is going to use, and at the very bottom of that particular 602.101, that's in Title 26 of the CFRs, it's a very, very long list, at the very bottom is the statutory authority, 7805. Fine, I don't have a problem with that. That says that under the General Treasury, they have to publish regulations, and they have to tie the regulations to the forms. Well, we find 1.6065-1 there. And so we go look at the OMB number that's assigned to it. And it's OMB 1545-0123. 0123. Wait a minute. 1040 is for 0074. Somebody's lying to somebody here. So you go look up that form. 1545-001 or -0123, and that's for corporate income taxes. And it's technically not even correct because 1.6061, if you go look up that particular regulation today, they do not list it in the subsidy regulation table. They tell you to go back to the 1960 Federal Register, and the average person isn't even going to have access to it, and his probably's library is not going to have it. There is no statutory authority listed today for 1.6061-1. And OMB uses it only for corporations to authorize that form. I am going to formulate a FOIA to OMB for the corporate income tax return. But now we're going to get here, after the bottom of the hour, we're going to get to the real meat of what we've been working up to for an hour and a half. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you really thought about what comes out of your faucets and into your body? Is it city water full of chlorine or unpurified well water? Do you think sterilized bottled water is safe? The right quality water has everything to do with your health. Not just quality, Kangen water. Alkaline, anti-aging Kangen water from Future Aqua is revolutionizing the health industry. This Japanese technology turns your acidic, contaminated, and chlorinated tap water into healthier alkaline water that can do wonders to your body. When your body pH is acidic, you are susceptible to illness and disease. When your body pH is alkaline, you virtually can never get sick. The benefits of Kangen water is incredible. It helps slow the aging process. It promotes healthy weight loss. It boosts the body's immunity against disease. It increases the absorption of important vitamins, minerals, and protein. It's just an amazing water. Find out more. Visit futureaqua.com. That's futureaqua.com. Change your water. Change your life with Kangen water from futureaqua.com.
Okay, we're back here for the last half hour, and we've been working up to the meat of the situation, as they say, that makes it, how can we prove some of these issues that I've been claiming? Maybe we can't prove it. If we take as true, they operate, agencies only operate by regulations. If we take as true, they only operate by subsidy regulations. If we take as true, a subsidy regulation has to be published with our comment period, and we take as true, a subsidy regulation has to have the statutory authority. Now, we've just went through 1.6065-1, does not show up in the subsidy regulation tables today, nor does it have any authority at the bottom. It says go back to 1960. Well, the average person isn't going to even understand it, and their law library probably is not going to have the 1960 Code of Federal Regulations re-promulgated, so there's no way to cross-check it. That I can do quite easily. And the other one, the temporary regulation, they're still citing it in the subsidy regulation, but their own Federal Register says it's been gone for 8 years. So they're lying. Okay, so how do we use this against them now? How do we really take all of these issues and put it together? Well, you do a FOIA to the OMB, and under the Paperwork Reduction Act, they have to supply to get it. They have to supply information, and I did that for the year 2005, and somebody else gave me one for 1996. But it states on there, in their little cover letter, that they're doing it according to 5 CFR 1320.5B, which says they got to have an OMB number and all of those issues. And what's interesting is E, if it's mandated by statute or court order, will independently assess the collection of information to the extent the agency exercises discretion in its implementation. Now, if it's mandated by statute to do this particular OMB, is supposed to cross-check these guys, these Internal Revenue folks. Well, we go to the second page of this document that I got on the FOIA, and it says obligation to respond, mandatory. Affects publication. Who does it affect? It says individuals or households. So they're saying that the 1040 that they're applying for here is mandatory, and it affects individuals, and it affects households. You can go on the internet and type in OMB and 83I, little I, and you can take a look at the current form. There used to be, I guess, a form 83, but the 83I is enough to hang these guys by. Because if you go on there and you go look at box number 11, and they will have that it's for individuals or households, and they will have for primary obligation to respond. And they put mandatory in box 12. It is mandatory that you fill out a 1040. That's what they're submitting to the Internal Revenue Service, or to OMB. And they certify this. I don't know the name of this guy here. It's Michael A. Robinson or something like that. This was on September 15th that he did this. And with this, they list the other parts of 5 CFR, and it goes into whether it's mandatory, voluntary, or to get a benefit and all that. That's all good and well, and then they go into all types of how many hours and yada, yada, yada. But here is where, as they say, the rubber meets the road. It says here, let me turn this over here so I can read it, because the thing is cocked off to one side here. It says here, we are asking for continued approval of these regulations that are associated with 1040. Please continue to assign OMB number 1545-74 to these regulations. And they list quite a few of them here. Well, you know what's missing? 1.6065-2T, which doesn't exist, and 1.6065-1, the authority to mandate the penalties of perjury. Those two regulations are not there. They just forgot them, I'll bet you. Well, it even gets a little bit better. Because when you get down to the statutory authority, it says the following are the citations to Title 26 that they're going to be using. I knew 6011 would be there. That's the form. 6012 is the mandate for all these people out here that keep promulgating this lies that there is no, quote, law that mandates it. It's 606 or 6012, and it's 1.6012-1. But moving on, there is no statutory authority for the verification. 6065, it's not there. So the 1040 form that they're putting out there, they are including a penalties of perjury jurat, that not only is it a penalties of perjury, it does not say that it shall be true, correct, and complete. It doesn't say that it's going to be true and correct, or it doesn't even say it's going to be true or under belief. There is no statutory authority given to the OMB for that number. Okay? There is no regulatory authority in existence today for the verification. That precludes even do a, quote, homemade form, which the courts like to use to the uneducated. Oh, well, you could have just made out your own form. But wait a minute. It says if you don't have a jurat at the bottom with the penalties of perjury, Well, maybe you just need it's under the penalties of perjury. You don't need to say it's true, correct, or complete. If you mandate, I fill out a form, and that's what they're saying, it's mandatory to fill this form out. It's not discretionary for a benefit, and it's not voluntary like they like to put in these publications. People want to read the publications. Those are misinformation. And the courts have ruled you can't rely on them. They can lie, cheat you, fraud, anything they want in that publication, and you cannot hold their feet to the fire. Only can you hold it by a substantive regulation with statutory authority, and when you understand that part of it, that there are no substantive regulations for the 26 U.S.C. 6065, and there's none for 6062 either, by the way, for corporations. Those don't exist either, but that's another story, and I'm going to get that one too. But there are none. They have no statutory authority for a 1040. They don't include it, and there are no regulation in existence today that will pass muster. 1.6065-1 has a change in its statutory authority, so they can't refer back to 1960 like they try to do and get away. They have a table today disassociated with the regulation to make it difficult. They put out the parallel table of authorities. Hey, looky over here. People run to it. Looky, looky. It's in Title 27. Can't use it in law. Because we don't understand, you have to go back and it has to have the statutory authority to have the force and effect of law. Parallel tables is a ruse, an illusion. And they have fraudulently included in the subsidy regulations today for Part 1, individual income tax, the 2T one, which is temporary, and they themselves had discontinued it in the year 2000. And they, by statute and by regulation, are mandated to keep these tables current. And they are mandated to put them in the Federal Register. They are mandated to have a comment period if it's going to affect my life, liberty, or property. They lose. And they have signed to the OMB that it is mandatory to fill this out. Now, I would agree it is mandatory under 6012. Because 1.6012-1, which is a subsidy regulation, which does have the force and effect of law, if you want to step into the land of Oz and be a citizen of the United States, a resident of the United States, or a non-resident alien out of Puerto Rico, and abandon your inalienable rights, throw your birthright away, your soul, you don't want anything to do with it. Absolutely, you are mandated to fill that form out. And I can prove it. It's right there. You must fill it out. You shall do it. It says so in that subsidy regulation. And that's the mandate. Of course, they took us because they want you to be a registered voter, which is a citizen of the United States, and Florida is the only one I've seen which has citizen of the United States of America, which is a traveling citizenship. But the problem is you're not domiciled. You should be a citizen of Florida, a citizen of the United States of America, a traveling citizenship of the sovereign countries known as the several states is a good thing. Everybody naturalized comes in as a citizen of the United States of America. It's on the naturalization documents. They walk right outside the door, which they're supposed to do, by the way, in a court of record in the several states. Today they do them in the federality courts. They walk right out, become a registered voter, and they have a sovereign status about as long as a fart in a skillet. The gas evaporates, then it's all gone. I just happened to stumble across that here quite a few years ago. When they were doing one of those, they wouldn't let me in the court because I wanted to see what they did. When they came out, I went over to educate these people. You're sovereign right now. Do not sign up to throw it away. The head U.S. Marshal and a couple of his cronies came up and threw me out of the courthouse. That's where I got crossways with the head duck in here in U.S. Marshal. So every time I go in there now for my own personal safety, I usually have one of those guys dogging my heels somewhere when I go into the court side of a federal building. It's nice to have your own private security system just to make sure nobody harasses me. They know. That's why I'm in the get-even mode. I am not in the forgiveness. I am not Daniel, but I am throwing stones until we bring this evil, demonic, expose it for what it is. I want my lawful government back, my constitutional republic. Every person that you go to work for, every company, if you're an employee, technically you're not, but if you go to work for them to offer your sweat equity in exchange for, quote, money, is making you violate and surrender your Fifth Amendment right to not give evidence against yourself. Because I absolutely guarantee you they will use these 1040s in court. Well, you signed them, sir. Is that your signature right there? Yep, that's your signature. They'll use them in a criminal trial against you. But what really hooks them is when they, under their signature, mandate that this form has to be filled out and there is no authority, statutory, or regulatory for the verification of returns, we got them. I'm going to be putting this out probably in less than 2 weeks. I got to look through all the court cases. I'm going to put it in a form for dealing with the Internal Revenue fraud and also to submit to your employer. Have them check it out and see if we can't start turning this thing around, because what really needs to be done is litigation against your employer to make you surrender your Fifth Amendment rights. Is that the kind of company that you are? I have to surrender my unalienable rights of the Creator. I have to throw away my constitutionally secured rights to come work here, and you support this? They're clueless. And I got to be a citizen in the United States so I can have the same rights as enjoyed by a white citizen, and I'm a black guy or a brown guy or a yellow guy. And if I'm a white guy, why in the hell would I need that? I is white, boy. Unbelievable. This is going to send some shockwaves through this country. Once it gets out and people start getting their hands on it and you start to understand if it's mandatory, and if you can use it against me in a court, which they do, which is easy to prove. If you've ever been to a criminal trial, they bring in your prior returns, because a lot of people have done returns, and then all of a sudden they decide for whatever reason they're not going to do them, whether it's greed or enlightenment or patriotic, whatever the reason is. They will bring those in and they say, well, see, he knew he had to do it. This, unfortunately, is where Sherry Peel Jackson, in her information, said there is a statute and the authority of a regulation promulgated under it in the information. VCRAF never bought up the statute, never bought up the regulation. It was brought, put back in the jury instructions, and nobody ever brought it up. Where's the statutory authority? And the courts have ruled, we don't have to tell you. And they tell you, it's 6012. I believe them, because I can prove it. We are getting suckered into this stuff by our ignorance, our lack of knowledge. IRS and all these people are not government. They're hired mercenaries for money. And I'm going to be doing some co-rentals here on a couple of judges, and if you have been injured, you can do a co-rental against a specific party. You can't do a generic one, because that's supposed to be done by the Attorney General, and of course that's not going to happen in Alaska or the feds, because they're all pirates on the same ship. And they're not about to sink their own ship. We're taking the battle to these guys, and this is conclusive evidence. Not too complicated once you get a basic understanding of it. And I'm going to be putting this out with the documents already labeled at the bottom, so in the PDF you can type in the attachments if you want to change them around. Whatever you want to do with it, you'll be able to do it. And this is where the IRS going to have a major, major problem. I got to do another FOIA to OMB to get the latest one. probably won't get it for a while because I'll probably figure out why I'm wanting it, but I'm going to put it out where other people could go get it. You can see for yourself. Get the documents yourself. And tell me it's not so. It's mandatory. They cite the statutory authority for the 1040, and the verification, 6065, is not there for Title 26. And the two regulations that they've ever promulgated to do with individual income taxes are not there. 1.6065-2T is gone in the year 2000. Even if it was here, it has no bearing because it was only for voice. And the other one, they changed the statutory authority, so it's void. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute, and I'm going to kind of summarize this, and hopefully I've sparked some interest in somebody out there. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Well, we're back here. This is Rob Kermit Winroad II talking about the Fifth Amendment violations of the 1040, because there is no statutory authority, there is no regulatory authority to use the verification. And there's all kinds of other issues in there that are just, they're actually kind of humorous. They like to use 26 U.S.C. 61, gross income and all that. Well, there's one subsidy regulation, and that they say that they're using, and I just went to look it up here, and I it has to do with taxation on fringe benefits. God, I mean, you got to love these people. I mean, if it wasn't so serious, it would really be humorous. But because they made it mandatory, they've stepped across the line, and because it's certified by the Internal Revenue Service, and because it's mandated by statute, that's sometimes hard to enforce, but we got them with their signature saying this is true and this is what they're doing. They don't want to do the true, correct, and complete. Isn't it amazing that you can't get anything back from these guys, true, correct, and complete? That ought to be a wake-up call right there that we're slaves to the system. They mandate or think they can that we're going to do true, correct, and complete, and they don't do any of this. And then when the like the DOJ does true and correct, if you've ever been involved in civil, they always base it on hearsay evidence. That hearsay is true and correct. Because it's got a seal on it, makes it somehow the gospel according to St. John. I mean, this is just, it shocks the conscience and boggles the mind. But anyway, we're going to be dealing with this Fifth Amendment issue. And I am going to start providing, because I have a notice of federal tax lien on myself that I haven't bothered to mess with because it doesn't really affect anything I'm doing right now. But we're going to start pounding on these guys and make them cough up, either produce the stuff or take these notices of federal tax lien and put them where the sun don't shine based on what you're doing, because it, of course, the notices of federal tax lien under 63, 21, 22, and 23 are all ATF stuff. And I just haven't gotten around to dealing with that, but I'm going to take all of this information and assemble it in little modules and put it out for donation fees for people that want to take a look at it, might choose to do something with it, maybe it'll make good toilet paper, don't know. Anyway, that's really the big issue, that these guys are mandating it, the form. If you're a citizen of the United States, resident of the United States, non-resident alien, you are mandated to fill out a 1040, absolutely guaranteed. No getting around it. There's no authority to do the verification. But if you want that fictitious status, if you want to be like the Federal Reserve, doesn't exist in the, just made it up, or if you want to be like Santa Claus and you want to enter that fictional world, then you must come bearing gifts every year. Now, the April 15th, people are going to bow down. They're going to submit these forms with no statutory authority. It's just like going in front of a judge, being sworn in. They don't even know the law that requires them. They have never heard of subsidy regulations. They're totally clueless. And they're going to give information against themselves. They're bowing down to an evil force, submitting every year. This is what I've been doing. And please don't punish me. And if you don't do it like Sherry Peel Jackson, unfortunately, with not enough knowledge, you end up for 4 years in a pokey. Anyway, I hope somebody's enjoying this. And I have an email list, and it's Ralph at JustBelly, JustBelly.com, JustBelly, JustBelly.com, and email me, or I have a special list. And thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to donate to Republic Broadcasting. We'll see you next Sunday.